what do you mean, 7 straight defeats, and it was another one of those days for today, wasn't it, really?
Where'd you start? You know, we've made a couple of poor decisions. I think we've been bullied again. You know, I'd go as far as saying this pitch is probably worse than Newport, but Cheltenham know how to play. You know, 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", loaded in the box. I don't think our players got the protection that they deserved off the referee. But, you know, we've missed a penalty. That changes things if you go 1-0 up away from home. We made a poor decision on the free kick 4. I thought it was a sending off myself. The lad gets booked. Aaron Wildig's off the pitch getting treatment. We try and play a short one down the channel for Paul Mullen's run. Rosie gets cut out and he counter attack on us. You know, if anything there, that's about game management. Putting it in the box, if anything, you're over it. It's over, goes out of play, or it's on the other side of the pitch. You know, Aaron Wildig can get back on. We've got to look at the rules again, because the player got booked. And if the player gets booked for a foul, the player who's injured can stay on the pitch. But now they start talking about the time it takes to treat them and all that. So, you know, that's just... The whole scenario there was wrong, and obviously a problem was today they put big Harry Pell, who's about 6'5", on the right wing, and bombed things onto him. That's how they got the goal. So yeah, missed a penalty. They had a couple of chances again, though, but I don't think we took responsibility in the back line. We looked jittery against the physical outfit on a poor pitch, and they played it better than what we did. Second half's criminal. They've got a shot off. Keeper saves it. Barry saves it. He played well. You know, corner comes in. We don't defend the first phase well enough. I think it saved when it come back out. And then Alex has got to let it go. I know it's a natural instinct to keep it out of the net at all costs, but I'd rather go 2-0 down with 11 men than 2-0 down with 10 men. And I have to say, I think the referee got both penalties right and the sending off right. But apart from that, I thought he was atrocious. People might go, oh yeah, blame it on the ref. But summed up when he's signing autographs before the game and things like that. Worst ego I've seen on a referee, the manner of him. Summed up at the end when Dean Menard's having a square up with one of their players. Little coming together and he books Dean and leaves the other lad. Ridiculous. But... he's not the fault that we lost the game today, it's ourselves. Fair goal, obviously, is a free kick on the edge of the box, which the lapel stuck well. So we've been done off our free kick and they've countered attack because of poor game management. We've been done on a penalty, which we didn't defend the set play well enough. They had too much strength for us in the box. And Alex makes a poor decision to punch it off the line. It looked like it gone in as well, which we would have took. And then we've been done on a strike from the edge of the box for the third goal. We kept up and puffing, created one or two chances with the crossbar, you know. But I mean, you're having a go with 10 men and you're asking problems of the home side. But I think in all, I think we were physically dominated. We made a couple of errors that on another day you can get away with, but when you're struggling for results, they can haunt you, and that's what's happened today, certainly with the first goal. We've got too many players who are out of form and look nervous and jittery. And apart from that, we didn't deserve to take anything from the game, so again, we've got to take it on the chin, but we'll be in every day this week now on the lead-up to Hartlepool, because that becomes a massive game next week.
I was going to say, it becomes a big, big game, because I think Newport were winning the last time
they
I saw.
They won 1-0, yeah.
So they're still not out of it, are they?
No, I keep saying it. Everyone goes, we've done enough. No, we haven't. It's as if we've got to 46 and people are thinking, we've done enough. A lot of people have said that to me. But you never know in this game. It's ridiculous, football. You know, we've done great to get to where we were. You know, I can't blame everything that's gone on off the field, because we never used that in February. We've got to show a little bit more. But again, it can happen. You know, we've got too many players out there at the minute. Whether they're thinking they're not going to be here next year or what, it's my job to motivate them and get them going and things like that. But we're not playing as well as we can do. And this stage of the season, as I say, in the window, out of what one thing I will use is the physical presence that I chased in the window. But it was hard to attract anyone to the football club, and you only got to Google it and see what's going on in January, not getting paid. Club are getting threatened with this and that, ownership problems. We couldn't get anyone in. We tried everything, you know that. And we did need that physical presence, and we got turned down left, right and centre. And we're feeling the full effects of it now, because you come to places like this. You know, we use Blackpool as an example, big, strong, physical side. you know, athletic, got height, got kilograms on the pitch, and they've been on a great run. Cheltenham today, you look at them, you know, looking at them in the tunnel, you can see why they've recruited how they have. When this this pitch has had something like 60 games on it this season with Cheltenham and Gloucester playing here, so they've just got the horses for courses. The pitches aren't good enough for our footballers to play on, you know, and that's cost us two of the goals last week. And today, we didn't have the physical presence. We got one or two, but I thought, like, big Danny Wright up front caused us no end of problems. I think he was very, very lucky in certain instances, but rattled our back line. Holman as well, big Pell, 6'4", the back line, I'm asking, even bigger on the bench. So that's where we're struggling at the minute, but we've got to do a little bit more. We've got to stand up, we've got to keep battling, keep fighting, doing what we can to try and get results. Because, as you say, Newport have won. I know the games are taken down, we've still got a 10-point buffer, I think it is, but you never know on their pitch they're capable of beating anyone, because they know how to do exactly the same, and they've gone the same way. You know, get it forward, physical, direct style of play. And teams find it hard, you know, like we are at the minute. So, as I say, we've got to roll our sleeves up and battle away, because we need a result from somewhere sooner rather than possible, because it just cranks up the little bit of pressure on us, or the big pressure that's on us, because of teams below us who will continue to win. After all said and done, what's gone on and all that, us to be a Football League club at the end of the year be a great achievement, you know, and I can understand some people are probably going, I'm not good enough, blah, 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 blah. I was good enough in February. But the end product for me is getting to the end of the season and making sure that we're a Football League club. And then I'm going to assess everything myself, to be honest, because I can't have another year like I've had this year. With the way it's gone, things need sorting, and we've all got to move forward, because, you know, it hasn't been right. But for the players who are playing for us at the minute, and the staff, we've all got to pull together. The fans, you know, they've travelled in good numbers today. We've got to pull together, keep backing each other. You know, the fans are great, clapping us off there, you know, which is fine, which is great by them. And we've got to come out fighting next week, because, as I say, we need the results sooner than ever later, just to settle everyone down, get to the end of the season, as I say, and be a Football League club. That'll be job done. And then some serious stuff needs to be sorted to get ourselves back on track, because, you know, it's turned into a bit of a disaster the way it's gone. But we've got to remain positive mindset. Got to do all we can now, good week, and come out fighting next Saturday. And hopefully the crowd will get behind us and cheer us on for a victory. Like, you know, Cheltenham have turned the corner today, getting the victory that they got, you know, when they needed it most. And that's what we need next week now.
You talk the way we've all talked about the players, how difficult it's been for them and the staff, but you mentioned there, it's tough for you as well, because you don't know what you're going to have next year and you don't know what you're going to play with. It's just so hard for you.
Well, I've spoke to John Coleman when we played them about his squad and our squad and where they're at. You know, they've got a lot of players who are on contract next year. You know, I'm finding it hard to try and tie our players down at the minute, because it doesn't help when you're trying to talk to them and the next thing you don't get paid on time, and all the uncertainty with regards to ownership and that. So, as it stands, we've got four or five players who are on contract next season. I feel like my job's impossible at times. There's other things that have happened this week that I'm not happy about. You know, I like to base myself on being thorough and professional and best preparation, etc. And I just find it so difficult. Thursday, for instance, you know, the training ground's out of action because of the rain. There's a game on at Morecambe High, so we can't go to Morecambe Lancaster College. And thankfully for them, we'd be lost without them, because we have nowhere else to train. You know, there's a game on there, so finishing 12 o'clockish. So you're like, you're always juggling every day. You know, we've got a couple of injuries. You know, Duckworth went down yesterday. But these are the things that happen when you're having a bit of a difficult time. So it is very, very hard. You know, I'm feeling, I've got to be honest. This is the worst it's been. Obviously, we've had it's been a very, very difficult season. You know, and I don't know how I feel it, because the negativity that surrounds the place when certain things happen, it kills me, because I do a feel for the club, and I don't like losing games, and especially seven on the run after having such a good February. But I know the way I'll be. You know, I'm down now, but I'll soon pick myself up and I'll be up on Adam again, because that's my mentality. And as I say, this week's a big week for us, and we've got to pick a team that's capable of going out with a game plan next week to try and win the game. And we'll see. We've got to keep going, keep battling away as a group, as players, whether they're here or not next season, as fans. as a board of directors, as a staff, you know, there's a lot that I'm not happy with, as I said, but we've got a battle now. We've got cup finals coming up, and that's the attitude that we've got to have. It's got to be win at all costs, find a way. Whether we fluke one or we play great or we win one on a set play or whatever, I'd take anything at the minute just to get a good positive result, which will just give us that little bit more of a gap again, because as I say, I fancy Newport to pick up results, I'll be honest with you, and obviously the teams below us, like Cheltenham today, will, and every time they do, it just cranks up the pressure a little bit more.